Street, Paul. The St. Paul Canadiens had a mostly winning weekend, after three straight days of competition. The weekend started with a home game against the Lac La Biche Clippers on Friday night. The St. Paul team was able to pull off a 4-1 win, taking the lead early with a first-period goal by Brendan Levasseur, assisted by Brody Green. The Canadiens kept their whining ways going in the second period with two goals, the first from Green, and the next by Kyler Steinhauer-Morin, who would also get an assist from Green's goal. Other players with assists in the second include Dominic Morin and Noah Baumer. The Clippers would put themselves on the scoreboard in the third period with a goal from Payson Cardinal, assisted by Keanu Folds and Baudre Laroque. But the Canadiens would keep up the pressure and score another of their own in the last period, ending the game with a score of 4-1. The Canadiens' Tyne Stanski would get the final goal, with assists credited to Steinhauer Morin and Green. Saturday night the next night, the Canadiens would find themselves back at the Clancy Richard Arena, this time taking on the Vermilion Tigers. This time, the Canadiens would start down after the Tigers scored the first goal of the night. But, the home team would come back with two goals of their own, the first from Morin and the second from Green. The Tigers would find a way to tie things up soon after, and the score would be 2-2 heading into the second period of play. A goal from Curtis LeBant, and a second from Green on the power play would give the Canadiens a healthy 4-2 lead as the second period wrapped up. In the third, the Canadiens pushed their lead further with a goal by William Kemago on the power play. The Tigers would nearly find a way to tie up the game, but fell short after two goals, and a final score of 5-4 in favor of the home team. Hit the road on Sunday, the Canadiens would hit the road and take on the Killam Wheat Kings in a rescheduled game from earlier in the season. The night would prove to be a battle between two of the top teams in the NEAJBHL. The game would require overtime, and the Canadiens would walk away with just 1 point, losing 4-3 to the Wheat Kings. The Lac La Biche Clippers also lost to the Wheat Kings over the weekend during a Saturday night matchup. A strong weekend by the Wheat Kings allowed the team to take first place in the league, although the Wainwright Bisons are just 1 point behind, sitting in a close second. The Canadiens sit in third place with 26 points, just 2 points behind the Bisons. The Tigers are in fourth place, and the Cold Lake Ice sit in fifth place in the league. The Clippers find themselves in sixth place, and the Lloydminster Bandits are sitting in seventh place in the seven-team league, recording just one win this season. The Canadiens will play at home again this weekend, with games set for Friday and Saturday at the Clancy Richard Arena. The Clippers play at the home at the Bold Centre on Saturday and Sunday. In rare weekday action, the Clippers and Canadiens will play again on December 7 in Lac La Biche.